Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Aleph Shvat, Tov Shem Pei Aleph, 24th of January, Harav Avron Baruch Blauschlita, and Yonah de Yoima.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
People watching.
Yeah, thank you for the one that does are watching on the stay home and watching from the distance. So we said in Yonah de Yoyme. We know in Yonah de Yoyme we have this Parsha Shavua that's coming, the Shabbos Shireh. We have another reason to come and to thank this week is Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat. So let's speak about a little bit about Tu Bishvat as much as we hold Shriya speak as a man. There's two inyonim in Tu Bishvat, two different inyonim in Tu Bishvat. We have, this is, we know it's a Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois, right? As the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah brings down, that Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois. And we learn from over here, Ki Odom Eitzah Sodeh, and many things that we come in with a parable, it's an allegory that it's more like a person, it's like we have to learn from it, as we're going to see. The second part we find that we have to come and to thank. Tu Bishvat is a thanking, it's a chag, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fruit, for the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and for the, as we know, it's a day of Simcha, a day of Simcha. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rachaim, and Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Seifov, brings the Shulchan Aruch, Noagu, Sheloi Lipoil El Peneim, not a common to do Tachnun, not in Tu Be'ov, and not in Tu Bishvat. Why? Because it's days of Simcha. The Mogen Avrom brings down, Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivkot Lamed Beis, brings down the Mogen Avrom. Why? Because it's a day that is a simcha, and what do we do in that day? Noagu le'echol peirois u'bifrat peirois Eretz Yisrael. As everybody the Mogen Avrom says, the Mogen Avrom, they come and they eat peirois u'bifrat peirois Eretz Yisrael. So in the Sefer Shevet Musa, Sefer over 400 years ago, Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen, that he comes and he says that bni, he says of the bni, Yisrael. Yizoer al ha-peirois, Yizoer levorech al ha-peirois b'tu bishvat, shemina gvosikimu. This he brings with the Shevet Musa, who brings it already over 400 years ago, that is a mina gvosikin, it's a mina gvosikin, to come and to do a brocha al ha-peirois, mina gvosikimu. There's a sefer, Toldos Yitzchok. Toldos Yitzchok is a sefer of the uncle of Rabbi Yosef Karo, it was called Rabbi Yitzchok Karo, and basically Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, he grew up by his uncle. His uncle, he lost his kids because he had to run away from Spain and then from Portugal. And Rabbi Yitzchok Karo, the uncle of the Mechaber, the Rabbi Yosef, he says over there, interesting remez, he says. He says, if we look at the Pasuk, in the Pasuk of Tehilim, it says, Shivtei ko, edus le'Yisrael, lehoidus l'shem Hashem. He says, what's the Shivtei ko? He says, Shivtei ko is Yud Hei. Yud Hei is the 15. The 15 of what? Of Shivtei. Shivtei? Shvat. Shivtei Ko. The 15 of Shvat, Ko. 15. Shivtei Shvat. The 15 of Shvat is Lehoidois L'Shem Hashem. This is the day of coming and doing Hoidoi. We found, if I'm going to read the Loshen inside, the beautiful Loshen of the Teras Emes. Teras Emes with Reb Leiba Le'Eger. Leiba Le'Eger has a sefer. Leiba Le'Eger from Lublin has a sefer that's called Teras Emes. And over there he brings a very interesting Loshen. I'm just going to read the Loshen inside. We're not going to be Malchiv so much in it, but it's Zokta Zoy. Kiyodua. He speaks about the Indian of eating Peiris Tu Bishvat. What's the Indian? He says, Kiyodua is known. Asher Oilamu Meloyoi, Loi Nivro Elo Bishvil Yisrael. The whole world was created Bishvili Nivro Oilam, as he goes. And he says, but it was created for Klal Yisrael. והיינו שעל ידי ההנוי שנפש ישראל מסהנה והנוי what Yid has ההנוי ממה שבורא הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו and what the person does with it. Umeshabeach umekales laHashem Yisboach. He comes and he prays and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yegia mize tainug laHashem Yisboach. Kavyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come and we should thank him. Ukedechsiv kol po'al HaShem lema'aneyu. Ukedeise, he brings a medrash of Tehillim, leshamchoi ulekilusoi. To come to thank him. That's the reason, the purpose, kol po'al HaShem lema'aneyu. Says, now when it comes to Bishvat, ולרזויס, בהגיע ט"ו בשבט, שבו מסחדש הסורוף לאילונויס, the Gemara says, what happens in ט"ו בשבט? The sap inside the tree starts to refresh, renew, and that kind of gives them the blossom, and it gives all of the koyach for the trees. So, שבו מסחדש הסורוף לאילונויס לגדל פירויס, שהוא גם כן לצורך יודום, it's also for what? For the people to come and eat the fruit. And therefore says, "Bezois haminig Yisrael leechol beyoyim hazeh peiros leshabeach ulekales laHashem Yisborach." Al over, ainu al kol haperos shegodlu eshtakad. All the peros that grew the last year that will be coming and thanking in Tu Bishvat. Ki chayev odom loimar bishvili nivroilom. And from he looks at the trees. Yeah, he learns from it that it was bezem created for him, and that's why he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ainu shal yedei hashevach veakilu sheli. להשם יזבורך, מסקיים או אוילום ומלויוי. ובזה יוכל כל אודום לגשס אל הקודש לאכול פרי מפרי או עץ ביועים הזה. Finish is over here, ובלי בלעיגר. שעל ידי השווח והקילוס, when a person thanks in this day of Tubishvat, להשם יזבורך על עובר, ישחדש הכוח והשרף באילונויס, שיעלו ואיפרחו פרו היסטויבים, שמיינים ומסוכים לצורך ימין או אודום לשפו, לקילוס ולפרוי די יזבורך. So זה בלי בלעיגר, מוי ידי כזך. The whole day of the day of Tubishvat is, בעצם to come and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking on the past, but thanking on the past gives us the right to ask also for the future, right? As we know, Al Kain. בעצם when we come and we say Yishmas, how we say? בעצם because Adeinu Azavunu Rachamecho, ולא Azavunu Chasadecho, and that's why Al Kain Al Tichenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Netzach, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Tichenu Lo Netzach, because we're thanking, we're recognizing that everything what you've done for us is Chasadim. And when we see the tree is blossoming and so beautiful, now it starts after very, very difficult winter. The trees are standing naked, but now it's starting to refresh. It's coming, the sap is coming into the trees. That's the time to come and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is Okta. So, there is a big Indian to make a brocha, and the brocha is why to come and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, there is a Gemara brochas. Let's talk about what is the brocha. The brocha of Birkas Hanani, Mamishah, Kotze, Volt. What is the brocha of Birkas Hanani? Birkos Haneni. So the Gemara Brochas in the beginning of Ketzach Bevorchim says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, right? Where do we know that you have to make a Brochas? So the Gemara says Birkos Hamazon, we know, but Lefoneo. Where do we know a Brocha Lefoneo? Before a person eats, he has to make a Brocha of Birkos Haneni. Says the Gemara. The Mekor making a Brocha is Tonu Rabbonon, Osu Noi Leodom, Leno Is Minoi Lomaze, Beloi Brocha. Vecholanen Minoi Lomaze, Beloi Brocha. Moal, says the Gemara Moal. Says the Gemara, my takante. What should a person do? What is takone? Says the Gemara, yeilech etzel chochem. You should go to the chochem, to the rabbi, and the rabbi is going to teach him the brachas. Says the Gemara, my anele, or over the Yisure. He don't know what he did Yisure. What's going to help him now to go to the chochem? The Gemara, no, meikore. From the beginning, you go to the chochem. He's going to teach you the brachas, and then a person is not going to be over on the Yisure. He's not going to come liyedei meida. And lo yosel l'day meilat. That's what the Gemara says. Lichoya from the Pashas HaGemara, what we see from the Pashas HaGemara, a person has to make a brocha, Birkas Hananin, why? That if the ikar brocha is, why? Not to be over l'day meilat, right? Kol ha'oichel v'loy meilat. Not to be over Isa. If a person is eating without making a brocha, it's a Isa or meilat. Mamash meilat, but yeah, it's v'etzem izmo'al, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the fruit, he gives you permission to eat the fruit, only if you make a brocha. So the Pashas HaGemara is only when a person comes and he's making a bracha, then he's allowed to eat it and he's not over on the Isra. But in the Sefer Emek Brocha, last week was his Yortzeit, of Pomeranchik, and he came and he said, he says there's two different dinim in Brocha. Two dinim. Zokter, it's not zwei dinim. In the Brocha, we have two dinim. We have, first of all, to be, he called it Hatorah So Isur, to be Matir the Isur, we have the Isur Meile. In order to come and to be Matir the Isur Meile, we make a brocha, and once we make a brocha, you're allowed to come and to eat it. Second of all, he says, it's a mitzvah, and it's a chiyuv, it's a takonas hachomer. We have a mitzvah, we have a chiyuv, a takonas hachomer to come and to make a broche once we come and we're eating a fruit. The achoinim have a chakira, he himself brings a chakira, also the Michal Shloimen, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Michal Shloimen, Simen Yudches, a very long arichas about this chakira. What is be'etzem the isur over here? The isur, when a person comes and eating something without a broche, keilu mo'al. What is the isur? Is it the isur eating without a broche is midin? Because chachomim, be'etzem there's no isur. Just what chachomim wanted to come and to do a chiyuv alimta, yeah, to come and to strengthen the chiyuv. So they tell you, you know, if you don't come and do the broche, you're over the isur. But the isur is only, as they call it, the toitzo, it's an outcoming of the chiyuv. I have a chiyuv. Chachomim wanted to come and tell you, you know, the chiyuv is a very strong chiyuv. This obligation, this a person who has to make a broche is very strong. V'oraya, it's very strong. If you don't do the chiyuv, you're over the isur. So is the isur eating without the broche is mikoyach the chiyuv? A person has a chiyuv to make a broche, and they wanted to be mechazek, to be malim, as they call it, the alimte, to come and to strengthen the chiyuv. They said, if you don't come, and if you don't make a broche, you're over the isur. Oh no. Or be'etzem, this is a anaya isur. There's a chiyuv making a broche, but there's an anaya isur. There's an isur of eating without a broche. As I frag over there, the achonim, they have two tzdonim. Is it an isur bifnei atzmai? Or no, it's not an isur bifnei atzmai. This is part of the chiyuv broche. So, lechoyda, we could come and say, it depends on the machoikos rishonim. Why? There's a gemara broches. The gemara broches daf yud beis somed aleph. The gemara comes and has over there a sofek. What if a person, when he came to eat, posach be chamre v'siyem b'shachre? That means, or faker, posach b'shachre v'siyem b'chamre. The gemara has mistapik over there, the gemara has a sofek. A person started to make a broche. And in his mind, when he's coming and making the broche, is a cup of beer in front of him. But he thought to come to say over there, boire pri hagofen. So he starts, boruch atah Hashem, olikeinu melech ha'olam. In mind, he has to say a boire pri hagofen. But, oh, he remembers, I have a cup of beer. So he finishes off, shehakol niyeh bidvoroi. Okay, what's going to be the deal? It's a good broche, it's not a good broche. Says the Gemara over there, rayas v'yoytzer oil, from amarim arovim. Lemaisa, the Gemara blight, it's a bayad dolo yivshata. The Gemara doesn't answer. Says toises over there. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Posach ben chamre, right? He started off with boyer pri hagefen, and he finishes off with the shehakol. That means when he says boruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam shehakol, boruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, he was thinking the whole time about the hagefen, and then he finishes off with the shehakol. What's going to be the din? Says the Gemara by the leishita. Says toises. What's going to be the din? Says toises. Rav Ilfas came and said because sofek boches the kule yotza. He was yotza. Says, as yotza. Says the ri, lo yotza. Tzorich levoris pam acheres lechumre and lo yotza. Fight up kivayge and gil and shas. Lefi the ri, lefi tois is beautiful, right? Sofek brocho is lochel. Sofek brocho is lochel. So very good. Why we come and say that he was yotza? Well, according to the ri, why we tzorich levoris pam acheres? Why has to make again a broche? What is the deal? Sofek brocho is lekule. Says Rabbi Kivayge, there is the Maharsho. The Maharsho in Psochim, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Maharsho says over there, when do we say Sofek Boruch Dekule? Only in Birkas HaMitzvahs. What's the pshat? Birkas HaMitzvahs, if I have a Sofek, if I made a broche on putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis, or eating matzah, or whatever is Birkas Netilas Lulav, whatever is a Birkas HaMitzvahs, I have a Sofek if I've done the broche or not, I'm Yotze. Why? Because also even if I didn't make the broche, even if a person in a Maise, for sure that it was no broche. Was not broken. What's going to be the din? He's yoitzer, right? Or berlegabe yachile, he says birkas anelin. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. It's a yisur to eat without a broken. And the kiddushin explains because it's a sofik yisur. You're not allowed to eat because it's a yisur. As I explains the mikiv eiger, the ri what says that we go lechumah. Lichoyer vos al de toises ravilfas. Lichoyer depends on this machloikus. No. Lichoyer depends on this machloikus. Deri says that you're going to Chumra when you have a Sofek and Birkas Anenin. Why? Because it's a Sofek Isur. Because it's a Naya Isur. There's a Chiyu Bifnei Atzmai, a Naya Isur with Chachon was Metaken, and then a person comes and eating without a broche, it's Isur. Toys is understood? No. The whole Isur of Keilu Moal, when a person is eating Beloi Bo Keilu Moal, is a Toitzor of the Chiyu. That means Chachomi wanted to come, as we said before, Chayim wanted to come and tell you, you know, the makeup moch is very strong. We are moisi over there, but the only so that it's on the chiyuv. And over here, we have a suffolk if you mechuyev. Suffolk if you mechuyev. The isur is not coming out. It's an outcome of the chiyuv. But when I don't have the chiyuv, I don't have the isur. And that's why they make the chayim kumtayis amachloikes rishonim. As I kumtayis the chayim. Okay. But the Emek Boch himself, he brings an interesting raya. The raya from the Gemara before him. The Gemara before him comes and says, the Chof Amad Beis, the Gemara says about the Oinon. And Misha Meisai, about the Oinon. Oinon is allowed to eat without a brocha? Yes, says the Gemara, he's allowed to eat without a brocha. Yechoyre, one second. If it's a Yisrael, the Oinon is allowed to be over Yisurim? Oinon is not allowed to be over Yisurim. He's potter from Chiyuvim. If it's a Yisrael with Neatzvoy, how can you come and say that he's going to be potter? V'olai, I'm being a raya. I'm being a raya. The Pisrei Tshuva says, the Gabi Netilas Yadayim, Oinon is mechuyev. Why? When he says the old Takon of Netilas Yadayim is Bishu Srach Trume, that's Yisro, we didn't patter him from this. He's only brought him from Mitzas Asay. He's only brought him from Chiyuvim, from Yisurim. Netilas Yadayim is also Asay, yeah? But it's a Chiyuv, right? But it's a Chiyuv that comes because it's a Yisro to come and eat without Netilas Yadayim Bishu Srach Trume. That's like the Pisrei Tshuva.
Yeah, but he's brought it to the Brocha, there's no Yisro.
No, so if it's an Yisro b'fnei atzmo, it's the same thing like the Tesh Yadayim. That's why I'm being your raya for the Tesh Yadayim in the Pisrei Tshuva. Exactly, that's why, yeah. So it's
nobody will say that an oinon can be a galif.
Yes, nobody exactly, that's what he's saying. If it's an Yisro b'fnei atzmo, why an oinon can come and eat without it? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Elomai. Sorry?
Does
the Bracha say oinon on Tesh Yadayim? He can't eat without the Tesh Yadayim. No. So you can't wash. Again, I'm not going into La Aloche, yeah, but I'm just saying it's a raya because what he has is a raya. So the zog de Emel Boch, a raya from here, that it's a toitza of the chiyuv. Shlomi Zalman also brings two different rayas. It brings the Gemara before, and the Gemara says that the Gemara says over there about Lemoshel Balkeri, he doesn't make a bocha lefoneo. Or the Gemara says also the same thing about Poyalim, right? A person hired people to work for him, poyalim, workers, so they don't make a bocha lefoneo. Why? Because, you know, the time of the balei bos is very expensive. You know, you're working for someone. Now, because of this, you're allowed to be over a isur. So the chayyah from this, they bring a raya that the whole isur is be'etzem only a toitzoy of the chiyuv, it's only an outcome of the chiyuv. Mele, once we come and we say, this, we will not mechayev them. This will not mechayev, mele, the isur is also not over here. Okay. So Be'etzem, as we said over here, so this was Mamish B'Mamar Musa. So we have over here a Chiyuv, and that's a Birkas Hanenim, the comment to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Peiros, Le'echoy Mipirio Velizboya Mituva. Right? Le'echoy Mipirio Velizboya Mituva. And by coming and Be'etzem thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'etzem we are Zoycha to all the Shefa, you know, Boyu She'orav V'soido. Once you come and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how you Zoycha to come into the She'orim, into the Pisru She'orim Ve'yovar Goy Tzadik, how you Zoycha Boyu She'orav V'soido. When a person comes and thanks, Bifrat at Tu B'Shvat, and Bifrat on Peiros Eretz Yisrael. This is the Bach, the very famous Bach. The Bach would come and says on the tour. The tour says that a person should not come and say the two things v'shem yesh oimrim. A person should not come and say noicham mipirio v'nisba mituva. Favos nisht. Says the tour, what? Lecho mipirio tzorich. V'chilach moides peiros. A person is going into Eretz Yisrael for what? For eating the peiros? You shouldn't say lecho mipirio v'nisba mituva. As I look the Bach. As I look the tour, sorry. The tour says v'shem yesh oimrim. You're coming to Eretz Yisrael lecho mipirio? Lecho mipirio. You come from Mitzvah Tluyas Ba'or, that's what you're coming for. Says the Bach, no, for sure, when a person comes into Eretz Yisrael, it's Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, it brings over there from Pashas Achir, a long Arichas of then the Bach. I didn't find it, but also we don't have time to read it inside anyway, but it's very, very much Kedai to see inside. The Bach over there, on this and Simen Reish Ches, beautiful Bach. This Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, that's Nishpa Migdusha Elyoino, the Lashon of the Bach is mamash beautiful. Nishpa Migdusha Elyoino, and when a person comes and eats the Peiros Eretz Yisrael, Sikum Tarani Le Magdusha. Agdusha comes in. Agdusha comes in, and with this Gdusha what comes in, Be'etzem removes the tumor. But if a person is metame Eretz Yisrael, he says, right, and that's what we say in Pashas Masei, al tetamo esaoretz asher ani sheicha betoicho, what's betoicho? Bo, what's betoicho? No, in the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is in the land. And that's why if the land is tame, so when a person is eating from Peiros Eretz Yisrael, he says it removes the Gdusha from his body. The tumor, kum tarayin, with the Peiros, and that's removed the Gdusha, and that's why we come here, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what? ונויחל מפיריו, yes, דווקא from פירוס ארץ ישראל, because פירוס ארץ ישראל have a big mile, ונסבא מטובו, and that's why it has a big mile. אז בבוס, דרך אגב, בבריסקי רוב, he came and they asked him once, he finds it a little bit different. In the Mishmar Levim, he begs that they asked him once about what it says, ונויחל ממנו בקדושו ותהורו. We don't find any other nusach over there בקדושו ותהורו. So he came and he answered with another question. So he answered, he says, what's that? Over there, Yerushalayim, Yerakoydish, we don't want Yerushalayim. We know the Gemara will come out of Pei-Beis, the Gemara says, ain't nothing Netiris in Yerushalayim. We don't do Netiris in Yerushalayim. If you don't do Netiris in Yerushalayim, so how could you have their fruit in Eretz Yisrael? How could you have fruit in Yerushalayim? Elamai, there is fruit specially only for Yerushalayim. Which fruit are specially designated only for Yerushalayim? Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni. Who come and ask Maaser Sheni? Where can you eat Maaser Sheni? Only Yerushalayim. Piriyo of Yerushalayim is Dafke Maaser Sheni. So when Noichal Mipiriyo, Nizba Mituvo, we should be Zoyche to eat the Maaser Sheni. And if you eat Maaser Sheni, it has to be Bigdusha Vetor. Bigdusha Vetor, right? Because Tomei cannot eat Maaser Sheni. Tful Yoim Yo, but a regular Tomei cannot eat Maaser Sheni. And that's when Noichal Mimeno Mipiriyo Vituvio. You see, even more than that, there's a very interesting word that the Pirish Eretz Yisrael, even when a person is eating it in Chutz Loretz, it comes in Mashpia. The very nice word that the Shloime Kluger. Shloime Kluger zog the beautiful word in Parshas Chayesora. Rashi begs the Parshas Chayesora b'shem the Medrash on the Pasuk, U'migdonos nosan lochir v'imo. Says Rashi, that word, Eliezer and Avrom brings from Eretz Yisrael over there, Peros, right? It brings Peros Eretz Yisrael. Says of Shloime Kluger, he has a whole long thing about Shilas, what Aram Na'arayim is talking Peros, and why he's giving it only later on, and why he's giving it only to Ovio and Imo. He has a lot of questions, about 3-4 questions, right? He says, first of all, it's missing Peros and Aram Na'arayim. Stop it, it's missing Peros and Aram Na'arayim. Second of all, and the Torah says that Eliezer takes out the Peros only in a stage much later. Why is he taking it out much later, in the stage much later? L'chol, he should take it out straight away. And what's so important to know also, that Eliezer comes and gives to the brother and to the mother a little bit of oranges or apples from Eretz Yisrael, l'chol, we don't think. So, Zokter Azoy, we find a very similar thing, he says, we find by the Shvatim. Where do we find by the Shvatim? They tell him that in Mitzrayim there's a very difficult king. Right? A very difficult king, Dibri Monu Koshois, right? It's a very difficult king. And he wants to come and give us, and there's over there, fed him, and they need food. He tells them, if you want food, only you bring Binyamin with you. What's to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu comes and gives them, Chum Mizim Rasoret Bekeleichem. What he gives them over there? What's this, Betzen? Peros Eretz Yisrael. So over here we have to understand, what's the Goyse Meile? He gives him a little bit of Peros Eretz Yisrael. What's going to help over there? Says, are they stating Torah? That one, yeah. He gives him a little bit, Mizim Rasa Oretz Bekeleim. They take Mizim Rasa Oretz Bekeleim. Says, Shlomi Kluger, there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Masech is the Dorin of Chobbeis. It says over there that Ule goes to Eretz Yisrael, and on the way, there's two people from the city of Choizoye that are guarding him. They're going together with them. In the middle of the way, they have a fight, and one kills his friend. And Ule is surprised. How could it be in Eretz Yisrael? Shei v'nosan lochem Hashem shom leiv ragoz. What means shom? In Chutz Loretz, in Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, it was before they crossed the Yarden. It was Chutz Loretz. Oh, okay. Jetzt versteht er. Choyre says of Shlomi Kluger, Yaakov Avinu sees that there is over there in Mitzrayim a difficult king. How could you come and soften him? How could you come and be'etzem, Yazalev Ragos? Right? Yazalev Ragos. How could you soften him a little bit? How could you come and, should have a bit of rachmi, a bit of mercy. How could you do it? Give him Mizim Asorov, give him Peretz Eretz Yisrael. Peretz Eretz Yisrael has rachmi in it, and not stam. Also the dash. Also if it goes to Chutz Loretz, it still could come. And that's why when Eliezer Eved Avram, he brings Peretz Eretz Yisrael, why? He thought that they would not come and agree straight away to come and to give them Rivka. Right? So he takes them Peretz Eretz Yisrael. What's the Peretz Eretz Yisrael? To come and bet them to soften their heart. She come and give them Rachmim. And that's why he comes and says, in the end, she was masking straight away. But he saw that the brother and the mother starting to do a bit of problems. He comes and he gives them the Migdonos, Nosa Lochir Ve'imo, to come and soften them. So you see the Meile.
See why he brought the Peretz? Because he took food for a few days to travel, but he had
his
pizza
sedere. Yeah.
He had too much food, that's why he gave it
to us. Okay, that's not the thing. So let's go back. We have 5 minutes. Let's go back to the first nekuda, what we said. We have two nekudas we said in Tu Bishvat, right? The first nekuda we said, ki odom itasode. The second nekuda we said, of hoidoe. We spoke about hoidoe. What's the gedder of a broche? Is it a nair chiyuv? It's a isur bifnei atzmo. Yeah, the emek broche. Okay, a bit of the lamdas we spoke. Let's speak a bit about the agadat, chelek, of Tu Bishvat. A very short idea. So the Gemara, what is Tu Bishvat? And the Gemara, we know there's enough. Gemine, Hanote, after Hanote, right? That's a hasom of oile beilonis, right? That's what the Gemara is coming. Says that in the there was a long winter, and now yotzu roiv gishmei shana. We still have in front of us a winter, but the majority of the rain already thing, and now it's starting to blossom. The sorof, even though we don't see it now, but the sorof, the sap inside the tree is starting to blossom, and now we're coming towards the Oviv, right? The Chodesh Oviv. That's what we always have to be makvid, the Chodesh Oviv. The spring is coming. Now it's starting to blossom. Now we find it. Even though we don't see it yet, but now it's starting, the sap of the sap is starting in the tree, and now we come and find it. What is the thing? We see that, Be'etzem, Chazal come and say, Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh. Even though if you look at the Pasuk, Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh, it's a kasha. Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh. That word, again, Lo Tzur Olo Ir, you shouldn't come. They are not soldiers that are coming to attack you. The tree is standing there. That's when you do a siege on a city, right? You shouldn't come and uproot the trees. It's a shayla. But we know Chazal come and tell us what it is. That's a simen, ki odom itasode, also a pasuk in Yeshaya, ki mei ami, right? Ki mei yoeitz. Ki mei ami, ki mei ami, ki mei yoeitz. That's when we come and we medame it to the odom itasode. And what's up, shot? It was a long winter, and the tree is standing over there, naked, without any leaves. It's standing over there, it's cold, it's raining. But you should remember this Tu Bishvat is coming. Tu Bishvat is Be'etzem is changing the matzav. Now it's going to come, it's a matzav of the light is starting to shine. The sap in the trees is starting to shine. Be'etzem is the it's not the more the Chassidish form we speak about it, but also the Rashar Hir speaks about it. Rashar Hir says, Azoy, Be'etzem, when we look at the tree in Tu Bishvat, what happened over here? So till now, we know what is the tree. The tree is, what is the leaves of the tree that we're missing. The whole winter we're missing the leaves. The leaves of the tree is the noi, the beauty, right? The Gemara, how it's called, noi for Yishel Ilon? What's noi for Yishel Ilon? The leaves. Noi Yishel Ilon is the leaves. The leaves are the beauty of the tree. The beauty of the tree is the leaves. When you look at the leaves of the tree, you don't have, sometimes a person is a matzav, he says, and we're talking about also the nation, Kimei Ami, Kimei Yoreitz, Kimei Ami, right? That's of Klal Yisrael is a nation. We carry as an allegory to a tree, and also Kiyodom Itasode, also the parable is the tree, and the tree itself. We look at the tree, but we have over here sometimes without any leaves, sometimes it's cold, it's dark, it's raining, it's everything bad, but that is no beauty to the person. There's no beauty to the person, the noif is not there. Oh, but there is over here a nekuda. Meir Shapira from Lublin, Yasser of Dafayoimi, which is Shiva Sachmi Lublin, he said that one of his drushes once, if you look at the Pasuk comes and says, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ki Bechoydesh Oviv, Yitzias Hashem, Mitzrayim Lailo. What's Lailo? We were not Balailo? The Gemara says, Balailo was a Geule Purte, we started at night, but what's the Lailo? He says, always, Klal Yisrael, we know Chodesh Oviv has to be Pesach. And we may have the year, we turn it into a leap year. Why? Because Pesach has to be always in the spring, when it's blossoming, and it's nice, and it's Chodesh Oviv. Pesach has to be. But Be'etzem, the Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't start over there. Yitzias Mitzrayim started Lailo. Through the difficult, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, Lo mo'o ro'isu lo mazeh. U'mo'oz bozi ledaber el paroi, heira lo mazeh. That means when it was difficult, because it was difficult, that's why they had the koyach to come and to go out of Mitzrayim. Because the difficult, because Yashirbu, that's why they came out of Mitzrayim much earlier. Says the Rashar Yush, where they have the koyach? Where the tree, where Klal Yisrael, where the person has the koyach to come out, he says there's the roots. The Shoroshim. The Shoroshim are always there. The Shoroshim are always there. And when the roots are always there, then Klal Yisrael has the koyach. There's a maisa, I'm just going to finish with the maisa. I heard a few years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was a Yid that came from Chever HaAmim, what it's called, from Russia. They didn't know much. They didn't know kimat anything. And they came over there with the whole family. The father was very, very far from Torah mitzvahs. And the son went to one of these yeshivas programs to come and to learn. And after a while, after hard work of a year and a half, he made a siyum. He made a siyum in Maseches Bava Kama. Everyone came, they made the big suda. And all the rabbonim of the yeshiva, Zoyma Bechoy, Zoyma Bechoy, they will come and praise and say, what a big thing. And the father sitting over there, Leida, doesn't understand half of the things. And he's sitting over there, after all the rabbonim spoke and said how great and how nice, he came and said, I want to say a few words. Okay. Your father stands up and he says, we come from Russia. They came and we come and say, Vei Bekitzel. When we come from, there was over there, we lived like about a village, there was trees all around, and we had in our garden over there an apple tree. And one day, over there was a person, like a little bit strange, weird place, yeah? A person that he came and he said a svara. He said, the tree, look at the apple tree, so beautiful. And look at the tree, look at the, he comes and he digs in a little bit, and look at the roots, it's so horrible, yeah? They're all muddy and horrible. So what if the roots, that are so horrible, they come and bring out such beautiful trees and leaves and fruit, let's turn it over. What if the roots, we're going to turn the roots to come and the apples itself to turn over the tree, uproot the tree, turn it over, and the apples should be inside, and that's going to come out much nicer. What if the, what if the roots are horrible, comes out nice fruit, so if it's going to be fakir, it's going to come out even nicer. Kitzel, Omar Verosa, he comes and he uproots it, and everything died, everything thing. After a while, suddenly, after a year or two, suddenly a small leaf is coming out. A small leaf. One of the apples came and got rotten, and the seeds started to come and grow. He says in Russia, they came and they wanted to come and be oiker klalisor. They uprooted the ketapor be'atzayayal. They say ketapor be'atzayayal. He says, Betzem, they wanted to uproot Yiddishkeit. And they uprooted Yiddishkeit and hofku kor al pil. They came and they mamish turned over. But from this, what they came and they said, comes out, from the roots, came out of the Klal Yisrael. In the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Pasuk comes and says, Kerem, right in the capital, hey, Kerem hoyo yeli yedidi, bekerem bein shemen, vayas keyu, vayasal keyu, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom comes, has over there a vineyard, and he's vayas keyu, he does over there a gedder, and he does over there, vayasal keyu, takes away the thorns, and vayitoeyu, he comes and he plants it. And what happened? Vayekav, and he builds inside the migdol, vayekav anovim, vayitzu be'oishim. Klal Yisrael come out be'oishim. Klal Yisrael be'etzem ober, later on we see in Yeshaya, kerem chemer anulo. Right, in Yeshaya Chof Zayin, kerem chemer anulo. What's kerem chemer anulo? In the end, eventually it's going to come out, a kerem chemer, beautiful. When will that be? That b'yoyim ahu, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam come and bring the Livyosin Boriach, and he's going to kill the Livyosin, that's going to be b'yoyim ahu. How this happens? So this is the after of Pasha Shmois. Haboim Yashreish Yaakov, Yotzitzu Forach Yisrael, this will happen. How we have the koyach, says the Rashar Hirsch. Klal Yisrael, kimei ami. Right? Kimei yoyitz, kimei ami. How Klal Yisrael has the koyach? Haboim yashrish Yaakov. If the roots are still over there, haboim yotzitz uforas Yisrael. So it means zoiche. That haboim yashrish Yaakov, that the peiros, or we are zoiche, whatever the peiros means, if it means kids, if it means maisim toivim, lots of things, we should be zoiche. The kerem chemer anu lo b'meir ob yameinu amen.
Amen.